Today we're going to talk about something very important. I don't know if you can hear the rain outside, so I'm going to try to speak so everyone can hear me. America's founding is explicitly written about. Everyone knows its origins, how we got here, or so we think. And here we are in the year 2022, and I got to tell you, I don't think anything has changed. So I'm going to go ahead and read you a little bit of this, and then we'll talk a little bit about the issues at hand and what we can all do to fix it. No taxation without representation, 2022 or 2.0. Restoring freedom. Our nation was founded, for better or worse, on the battle cry of no taxation without representation. It literally was the roots of the Boston Tea Party and the initiation of what would become the United States with our Declaration of Independence from King George. Our grievances were simple. We did not want to be taxed unless we had a voice in the sayings of government. The colonies had practically no official representation in Parliament, and the king felt he could impose duties at his own free will. And the rest, as they say, is history, okay? Or is it? Now, obviously, I have surmised a lot into those two paragraphs, but anyone that knows anything about the foundings of the United States knows these basics, taught in every elementary school in the United States. Our founders explicitly wrote our Constitution to address this issue dead on. Yet here we are in the year 2022, and I see taxation without representation all around me. First off, let's start with every state is currently underrepresented. Every state, and I mean by a lot. We will get into the numbers later, but first we will discuss why this is. The duopoly monopoly, better known as in the two-party dictatorship, who has controlled the House, the Senate, and the presidency for over a century, now felt it in their infinite wisdom to limit Congress to 435 members and two senators for each state, for a total of 535 members. When our Constitution explicitly states one representative for every 30,000 citizens. And this is why citizenship matters. The duopoly monopoly argue that the founders never expected our country to grow so large, that they never anticipated the population growth. And first off, they are wrong. Our founding instruments not only expected our growth, but planned for it, as they wrote in a way for the people to always have fair and equal representation under the law. They refer to it as manifest destiny. But I would like to add that they did not expect the growth to come from illegal immigration, as the Constitution clearly states that it is Congress's job to protect our borders from invasion. Yet it is actually Congress that is encouraging more illegal migration. So add to the fact that you are supposed to have a representative for every 30,000 citizens, and you don't. Your vote is now even further diluted by those very same people, the duopoly monopoly, that were there, voted in, and they were supposed to protect it. Another issue is, where in the Declaration of Independence, you show me, or the Constitution, the amendments, you show me, does it give Congress the right to create congressional districts based on arbitrary lines that literally, here in Florida, cut through multiple counties and cities, yet unifies nothing? Districts are there only to enhance the control of the duopoly monopoly and what they have over the people and all over minor third parties. But wait. Just like a bad instructional sales video, there's more. No taxation without representation is present in Puerto Rico where currently there's a debate over the privatization of public beaches, yet they literally have no real voice to represent them. Yes, they have a delegate, right? And there's delegates for other territories, but no true voting power in Congress or the Senate, nor representation with electoral college votes, which means no representation for the president as well. There are other delegates serving for other districts, and they too are being taxed without representation. The America Samoa, U.S. Virgin Islands, Guam, Mariana Islands, and the District of Columbia, better known as D.C. These samples are just the tip of the iceberg, as there are many other disenfranchised voters as in individuals. The irony is, why eliminate representation for the people while at the same time pushing for open borders and unlimited illegal immigration? Would it be to never give the true power where it belongs back to the citizens of the United States with equal and fair representation for all? I am seeking congressional reform, and taxation without representation is one of my main focal points. If you are currently living in a disenfranchised district, or if you are a disenfranchised voter looking to regain your constitutional rights, then sign up to my newsletter so you can get the latest information and help us fight these injustices together, as our voice is louder together.